So recapping the facts, following weeks of allegations that a former assistant football coach at Penn State University sexually assaulted young boys over a 15-year span, days after the arrest of that former assistant coach, the Board of Trustees at Penn State University decided last night to fire, effective immediately, legendary Penn State football coach Joe Paterno. Paterno is a towering figure in the community of State College. He is an absolute icon, without question, at Penn State University. And fans and students came out in the thousands last night in the State College to protest the announcement. There were reports that those pro-Paterno students got violent at a certain point, but the sentiment of the students supporting Paterno has disturbed some of our listeners. Listen.
My name is Nick Bacon from New York City. I am appalled at the coverage of Penn State because there seems to be far more concern for the coach who was fired than there has been for the boys who were molested.
My name is Mark. I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm an alumni of Penn State University, and I'm kind of confused over why people think Joe Paterno is getting a rough deal. He got what he deserved. He was within his power to stop something that was very evil, and he decided not.
Beth Ann from Detroit wrote this on our website. What is most disturbing to me is that the students, referring to the people who were out in the streets last night, clearly have no concept of personal responsibility. They find nothing wrong in Paterno's conduct and chillingly find violence to be an appropriate response. Well, let's get the views of at least two students at Penn State University. Greg Pickle joins us. He writes for OnwardState.com, a blog run by Penn State students. You were in the crowds last night that were supporting Joe Paterno last night, right, Greg?
I was out in the crowd, yes. Right after the press conference, I headed downtown to Beaver Avenue, which is where the biggest riot of the night took place, and that riot lasted for about 3 to 4 hours.
Sade Olasimbo also joins us, a journalism major at Penn State. Sade, let me put the question of our listeners to you. They're having difficulty understanding the sentiment of students who responded to the firings last night with demonstrations and some violence. Sade?
Yes.
Well, help to explain. What's going on with the students? Do they tolerate the kind of sexual abuse that the assistant coach is accused of taking part in for over a decade?
Not at all. I feel the student body that were rioting last night, that were reflecting Penn State in a negative way, they weren't everyone who was there. You know, we have close to 44,000 undergrad students here, and not everyone was out in the streets, you know, flipping over news vans and, you know, and giving destruction to the city. You know, a lot of us were at home watching, you know, the news and, you know, tweeting and Facebooking, telling people to stop, you know. I was watching the news coverage and seeing Joe Paterno and Sue Paterno come outside, you know, him telling us to go study, you know, and he wouldn't want the students of this university to be acting like that. No one would, you know, and I hate that. That's the perception that now that the national media has of Penn State students, because we're not like that. You know, you guys didn't see the fact that there was a silent vigil at Old Main, you know, our administrative offices, that there were students who were doing silent protests at Paternoville, the campment that we do to get tickets to the football game or sit front row for the football game. People who were at a statue that were silently standing there. There are more students that were speaking out in stronger ways than what was going on downtown.
All right, that's Sade Olasimbo, a journalism major at Penn State, giving us a bigger picture of the response to the Paterno firing. Greg Pickle, I know you're a journalist covering the events last night, but speak as a student. Where does your anger go based on the events that have unfolded over the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I think the anger from a student perspective has to go to the fact that the university you represent on a daily basis is now in a shadow of doubt, and its credibility has been shaken because from the top down, there were people along the way that were unable to or just chose simply not to do the right thing and tell somebody about these terrible allegations when they had the opportunity. And according to the grand jury presentment of facts, they had the opportunity to stop these alleged misdeeds by Jerry Sandusky in 2002, and no one did. And I think that's where a lot of the anger is. It comes from the top. And I find it interesting that a student body, and I think Sade is spot on in saying that, while what you're seeing is a lot of Penn State kids rioting downtown last night, it is not a representation of the whole. And that I think a lot of the anger, and I'm sure Sade would agree, was at Graham Spanier. And you had a lot of people wanting him out from a student perspective. But at the same time, there was a lot of shadowing and a lot of protecting of Joe Paterno, who was in the same situation by all accounts. He had a chance to stop this. He did legally what he was expected to do. He didn't do what he was morally expected to do.
All right, Greg, let's jump back for a second. Let's remind people we're talking with Greg Pickle, who's a student at Penn State University, also a journalist. We're also speaking with Shale Olusimbo, who's a journalism major at Penn State. Two students with a view of the reaction to the firing of Joe Paterno and Graham Spaniel. Spanier, the head of Penn State University, longtime head, both sacked last night. You tweeted last night, Sade, everyone is not downtown destroying the city we call home. We are better than this. Stop now, please. Joe Pa wouldn't want this. It sounds like you were listening to the message that Paterno gave the people that gathered at his house last night. Listen.
Get a good night's sleep. All right, study. All right, we still got things to do. All right, I'm out of it maybe now. A phone call put me out of it, but we'll go from here, okay? Hey, good luck, everybody. Hey, thanks for coming.
What's this day been like for you?
Sade, when do Penn State students go back to the books after all this?
Classes are in full effect. I went to my first class this morning. I mean, it's unfortunate that that's happened, but I mean, Joe Paterno, even Spanier, everyone in this situation wouldn't want us to stop our daily lives and do it. You know, one of the things that happened after yesterday's events, there were still not necessarily riots, but there are people who were gathering yesterday afternoon and yesterday night. And, you know, we went to classes today, or yesterday. Yesterday was 100 Days Till Thawn. We do a dance marathon that benefits kids with pediatric cancer, the Hershey Medical Center, and the Four Diamonds Fund. And it's a lot more that we do as Penn Staters that, you know, are not the negative things that have come out of the media right now. You know, we're...
Sade Olusimbo is a journalism major at Penn State. Let's just get a last word from Greg Pickle. How disruptive do you think this is going to be to academic affairs at the university, Greg?
You know what? I was pleasantly surprised this morning. I am outside of my first class right now, and it has mostly full attendance. I expect it to maybe be half, if not less. I'm pretty happy from what I'm hearing from friends of mine about who's on campus and what attendance is like. It's pretty good, and I don't see a very large adverse effect at this
point.
Life
goes on. School goes on. Greg Pickett, student for Penn State University, writes for OnwardState.com, a student blog. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.